All right, happy to be back now with St. Mary's High School girls hockey coach Frank Pagliuca. And coach, welcome back to MSO. And as we were discussing before we started this this recording, there's something in the water at St. Mary's since September for your programs.
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. You do such a great job covering the sports of the local high school scene, so it's always great to come back and chat with you. Yeah, St. Mary's obviously, you know, has had a lot of success on the athletic fields over the last several years. I think it's just the environment and the culture at St. Mary's, where you don't have a necessarily big school population, but the majority of our students participate in extracurricular sports, and many of them are multi-sport athletes on the boys and girls side. It's great to see the basketball teams, the football teams, the field hockey teams, softball, baseball, lacrosse, all the great sports at St. Mary's do well, and it's great to see all the kids achieve success.
What's great in talking to you, Coach, and other coaches, is that so many of the coaches here on the North Shore, at least in high school sports, definitely support multi-sport athletes as opposed to, focusing on one sport. And it's great to hear you say that and promote that. And I got to ask you to start with, your team is doing so well, and we'll get to that in a second. Do you have any multi-sport athletes on the girls' hockey team?
Oh, yes, we have several. I think in the numbers this year, I think we had 13 of the girls in the program play field hockey this year.
Good heavens.
As well as a couple that play soccer, and there are several that play spring sports as well, lacrosse, softball. There's some that run track as well. So it's great to see, and it's a great avenue to not specialize and, you know, get a break from hockey and do other things that they may enjoy. So it's great to see them out of season as well participate in sports.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm looking at your roster, and I see I see one familiar name from Winthrop. I guess she's a freshman. The last name is Evangelista, and I know that name from many years ago. So the tradition continues, I guess, both on the boys and the girls' side.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Naomi's been on the team for the last couple of years. Obviously, we have girls from a lot of different communities, and they represent the school in the athletic department so well, you know, on and off the ice. The kids in the program, especially the hockey program, and honestly, all over the school, St. Mary's have done very well in the classroom this year, and that's what it's all about. So it's important for me to stress the, you know, their dedication to the athletics academics before their athletics. They've all taken that task and understand that that's why they're at school.
Frank, we talk with Sean Driscoll a lot. He's been a big supporter of ours since we first met him when he used to coach at Winthrop.
He's a very nice guy. Great guy. He's done a great job at the school with the football program.
Wonderful man. And I always ask him about teaching. It is teaching and coaching kids from different communities, because you have different challenges. The kids have different challenges coming in from all over the North Shore and beyond sometimes. What's it like coaching a girls' hockey team with that regard, you know, getting to practice after school and all this other stuff? What are some of the things that you have to coordinate with these kids?
Yeah, sure. As you mentioned, a lot of kids are not from Lynn that are participating in the program. They're from surrounding towns. It's a dedication sacrifice to them to make sure that they're getting the practices, whether it's in Lynn or another rink that we skate at. They're all very dedicated and very committed to the hockey program. It's not only a testament to them, but their parents as well, for making the sacrifices to get them to those practices.
Do you find that the kids coming from different communities, do they sort of learn about each other and learn about each other's communities, and then they integrate? Of course, sports brings everything together.
Sure. I think in the hockey world, as some of the other sports, they're playing on select programs together, or they know of each other from select programs. So they all, you know, a lot of the kids have already met their future classmates or their current classmates before they even get to St. Mary's. And I think that helps with the acclimation process and the transition to St. Mary's. Seeing a familiar face, that's a huge transition going into your high school years, going into the ninth grade, or even going into middle school. To see familiar faces can ease that transition a lot.
Before we talk about some of the individual kids, Coach, I'm looking, excuse me, at your schedule, and I see a couple of outstanding wins here, and I want to ask you, first of all, you know, Peabody, they're just off the charts this year, playing so well, and your most recent game against Andover, you did well. So maybe tell me a highlight or two so far in your 9-0 season that maybe, you look at this and say, okay, this was a tough team and we did well.
Yeah, I think, you know, the one thing on our schedule that we have, you know, kind of a lot of flexibility on our non-league opponents because our league is really condensed. We have a league, it's Catholic Conference. It's always changing. I think this year we only have 7 actual league games that we have to play, so that opens up a lot of opportunities for us to go out and search tough competition, whether it be Peabody Linfield or Andover, or some of the newer teams that have come on recently. We played a team from the Cape Cod, which is a co-op team that was a very strong team. So it gives us a lot of flexibility to go out and schedule. And that's important as well now with the power seating to really get our strength of schedule up and to go out and play the best competition that we can find.
Yeah, and you've, I mean, the teams you're mentioning here, the teams we mentioned between us, they all have winning records and really good programs. Let's start in reverse here with the most recent game. Last night, against Andover, 5-0. Tell me a little bit about that one. Give me some highlights with some of your kids.
Yeah, I mean, I think honestly, Andover is probably, you know, from the goaltender out, one of the better teams we've played all year in terms of talent. They were a good skating team. They were aggressive. They were physical, and they really presented a lot of problems for us initially. I think it took us a while to get into the games, and it's one thing we're having a little issue with is our slow starts. We were able to get a goal in the first couple of minutes, but we still didn't really play a period that we need to play against a good team to our ability, but we were able to settle down in the game in the second and third period and finish some of our opportunities. Same thing with the Peabody game. I thought, again, we started off slow. We were able to get a couple goals in the middle period and keep Peabody off the board, who's a very good team as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think for us, you know, we're senior heavy this year. Last year we didn't have any seniors on the team, so we have a lot of kids back that are hungry and determined to try to do the best we can this year, record-wise.
Yeah. I'm looking at that roster, so let's start with your captains and then your alternates.
Yeah, sure. You know, a core of our team, obviously, like I mentioned, is our seniors. Our senior captains this year, Jenna Chaplin and Ange Catino are both two-year captains, and Kelly Lovett is a first-year captain this year, as well as Amanda Forzati, Maggie Pierce, and Haley Grossman. They're just very strong leaders, and they all lead in different ways, and I think as a group, they really set the tone for our team. And they really get us going before games. They set the tone, and their expectations are very high on themselves, but also as the group as a whole, and I think that makes our job as coaches easier if that accountability level is held high by our leadership, and it is. And it makes, you know, like I said before, that we're very serious, but we also know when to have fun, and it's a nice balance that we have, and it's a credit to our leadership, especially from our captain group.
You know, it's funny, I've gotten away from asking people about the bad years, the COVID years, but I know that it was very disruptive, and kids had to do so many different things, and you as coaches were so protective of your kids.
Sure.
But now, what's it like having, do they do spaghetti dinners?
Yeah, it's been, you know, obviously even last year we had some restrictions. It's been a while since we've had pasta parties. You know, we're actually this weekend taking a team bonding trip. We're actually going to play in Martha's Vineyard in a tournament. We're staying overnight with the group. So it's good competition. It gives us a chance to really bond as a team at the midpoint of the year. And that was really taken away from everybody the last couple of years. Those team bonding experiences that are so important, I think it's something that we've really noticed a big difference this year. We really feel more as a team, more comfortable with each other, as opposed to previous years where everybody had to be so restricted on spacing and things like that.
Yeah, that makes a difference. Hey, tell me about this Martha's Vineyard tournament, because that looks kind of wild for these kids.
Yeah, I think it was just a good opportunity. We've been looking for something, obviously, as you mentioned, with a couple of COVID years, where we could really focus something on a team bonding experience to go away as a group, whether it was preseason or if it would work out during the season. And the Martha's Vineyard coach, there was an opening, and we were able to fill that opening, and we're just real excited about going down. I was leaving Saturday morning, playing Saturday evening, and then playing Sunday as well. So it's really something the kids have really circled on their calendars and are looking forward to.
Absolutely. That is so cool. What's the strength of your team, Coach?
Obviously, I think our compete level and our depth. I think everybody who shows up to practice with the same attitude of wanting to get better, regardless of what we did last game, it's kind of focusing on the next game and improving on the areas that we need to improve on and enhance the areas that we're really doing. Our compete level and our level of, like I said, accountability and expectation is very high this year. So it makes the practices ultra-competitive. There's a good pace to our practices this year. Even when we have some lulls in practice, people are accountable, and I think that makes it important for the success of our team up to this point, the accountability factor, and everybody's not happy with just, you know, winning the game. We want to continue to get better.
Mm-hmm. Who are your assistants, Frank?
I have a tremendous coaching staff. We have all alumni assistants, which I think is a great connection piece to the kids. Three of the alumni have played at St. Mary's. Courtney Winters, Ashley Wozniak, and Tatiana Doucette all played at St. Mary's, have all left, gone on to do other things, coach at Calzada, but eventually have come back and are now coaching this year. And we also have Scott Chaplin, who's been around for a long time and has coached at a lot of different places, including St. Mary's before I even got there. So we have a great coaching staff, a lot of support from our coaches. Our kids really respond to their coaching styles, and it makes, obviously, my life as a head coach a lot easier when you have good value assistants that you can trust.
I'm going to ask a real loaded question because I was a teacher for many years at Gloucester High School. I taught math. I was a JV coach for a couple of years in baseball. How important, I mean, you mentioned some really strong alumni, female players who are coaching. How important is that to have that connection with girls and see their mentors, you know, their coaches as women? You know what I'm trying to ask here, because it's one thing.
It's that power of, wow, look at Courtney, look at Ashley. They went to school here. They played here. They graduated here. They all three of them went and played college hockey.
Yep.
And then they came back to coach us. You know, that connection piece that they have with the school is something that I can't offer them because I didn't go to St. Mary's. So it's so valuable. It's they're such strong role models and good people. I can't speak highly enough of all three of them.
Okay. How many games do you have coming up this weekend? How many games will you be playing? Is it two?
So, yeah, we'll play Saturday and Sunday. Typically, we'll play Saturday. We usually play on Martha Luther King Day, but this year we're going to go Saturday and Sunday. So we play Martha's Vineyard, which is, you know, it seems like a great venue to play, and it's just the experience of taking the ferry over there, staying on the island, and coming back. I think it'll be a great time. We play at 5 o'clock on Saturday, and then 11-1 on Sunday, depending on our result of Saturday. And then we're back Sunday evening. So it's just it's a quick tournament, but I think it's going to be really a fun time for us and really gives a chance to bond on and off the ice.
Fantastic. That's super. Finally, Coach, anything else you want to mention about the kids or about your team?
I'm just very happy where they are right now. We talk about experiences, and from a coaching standpoint, it's been a great experience this year. Obviously, we're winning, but more importantly, just the connection with the kids. They're great kids on and off the ice. They're supportive of each other. They're all pushing, you know, in the same direction. It's really enjoyable to come to practice and to see them work hard and compete. And obviously, the games is important, but more importantly, their personal and, you know, hockey development is really what we're trying to focus on as coaches at St. Mary's for the kids, and they're really working hard, and they have smiles on their faces, and that's what the high school experience is all about.
Absolutely. You know, this would be a great place to end, but there's one more thing I have to ask you about. I'm looking at the overall record, and do I have this right? 45 goals scored for you guys and 4 allowed in 9 games?
That is correct up to this point, yeah.
Okay, well, tell me about it.
I just think, you know, we emphasize defense first. We emphasize our structure and our defense first in our D zone, and we work out from that point. The less time the puck's in our zone, the less goals we're going to give up. It's about that. That's how simple we make it with the kids. So, you know, we utilize our defensive play to create offensive opportunities, and then that's what we're really focused on this year. And we've done a very good job of that, obviously, but we have a tough road ahead and a very challenging second half of the schedule coming up. So it's going to really get us to where hopefully we need to be going into the tournament in late February.
Well, Frank, I hope you keep me in the loop and keep Bill and I in the loop, and Bill and me in the loop, to be grammatically correct. And we want to stay in touch with you. And if you have the opportunity to set us up with talking with a captain or two down the road, we'd love to do that.
Yeah, whatever you need. It was great to talk to you today. Thank you so much for having me.
Same here, Coach. Have a great, safe holiday weekend.
Absolutely. You too as well. Take care.
Thanks, Frank. Talk to you later. All right, that is Frank Pagliuca, who is the high school hockey coach at St. Mary's High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.